Not just any seared scallop. Scallop is just one of many bivalve mollusks with a similar appearing shell like the clam, mussel, or oyster. They tend to be found in clear waters where there is sand or fine gravel. There are variations in sizing depending on how they will be used in a recipe. Today, we are featuring a simple stovetop cooking and smoking technique that produces exceptional wood flavor and searing to the scallop. This will be finished off with an orange lime vinaigrette. Easy ingredients for an easy technique. If you follow our recipes and techniques, then you know we love to use the plancha on our stovetop with various wood products. I'll be using Smokealicious Smoke and Dust in alder to bring a complimentary wood flavoring to the scallop while they sear on the plancha. Here's what you'll need for the cooking technique. A plancha or hot griddle surface on the stovetop. Your choice of smoke and dust flavor, about 3 tablespoons. 1.5 pounds of scallop, medium to large in sizing. High heat oil, 3 tablespoons butter, salt, and pepper. The hot sear. As with any protein that you want to sear, it's important to remove as much water as possible. To start, lay out the scallop on a paper towel lined sheet pan and cover the scallop with additional paper towel. Gently press down on the paper towel covering and then allow to sit for 10 minutes. While the scallop dry, prepare the plancha by placing 3 tablespoons of your choice of smoke and dust on the plancha. Place the lid on and allow to heat to at least a registered temperature of 300 degrees Fahrenheit on the thermometer. Remember, the plancha surface will be hotter than that. When ready, remove the paper towels from the scallops and sprinkle both sides of the scallop with salt and pepper. Place 1 tablespoon of oil on the cooking area of the plancha. Only add the number of scallops that can fit comfortably on the plancha without crowding each other. Cook the scallop for 1.5 to 2 minutes until browned. It is important that you stay with the plancha, as this is a very hot unit that cooks quickly, much like cooking in a wok. Be sure you use the vent hood on your range as well to reduce the smoke vapor. When you turn the scallops, add 1 tablespoon of butter to the plancha and baste the scallops. You will cook the scallops on the plancha until firm in the center and opaque in color. Remove the cooked scallop to a large plate and tent loosely with foil. Now, continue cooking the remaining scallops in the same manner. Keep in mind, the plancha will need additional oil after the first 2 cooks of scallop to keep them from sticking. There is no need to add additional smoke and dust. Just 3 tablespoons will add plenty of wood flavoring. When all the scallops are cooked, keep them warm on the tented plate or move to a warming drawer or low temperature oven. Now on to the orange lime vinaigrette. Vinaigrette ingredients. For the orange lime vinaigrette, you'll need the following ingredients to produce a 1/2 cup of vinaigrette. 3 tablespoons orange juice, 2 tablespoons lime juice, 1/2 small shallot minced, 1 tablespoon minced fresh cilantro, 1/2 teaspoon red pepper flakes, 2 tablespoons vegetable oil, 2 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, fine salt. Make the vinaigrette by combining the orange juice, lime juice, shallot, cilantro, and pepper flakes in a bowl. Slowly whisk in the oils. Season as needed. Perfection. With the scallops seared and smoked to perfection on the plancha and the vinaigrette made, it's time to plate the flavors. If you are serving as an appetizer, spread a small amount of the vinaigrette on a plate and add a scallop. If serving as a first course, spread a small amount of vinaigrette on the plate, add 2 to 3 scallops, and drizzle with 1 tablespoon more of vinaigrette. As an entree, you get to decide how many of these beautiful scallops will grace the plate. These flavors work great served with a light pasta like angel hair or with orzo mixed with parsley, feta cheese, and oil. The pairings are endless. Plancha seared scallop infused with wood flavoring. An explosion of flavor you won't soon forget.